advancements. Press Council Chairperson Mimi Rahayu explained the drafting process for the guideline began in April 2024. Next, we have the head of Pramono Anung and Rano Karno's transition team, Imam Mahdiah, who said the Jakarta provincial government will commission school canteen vendors and micro, small and medium enterprises for its free breakfast program. The governor-elect and deputy governor-elect directed to ensure the school canteens and MSMEs pass clinical trials and are feasible to serve school children. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Quote of the day: patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That is a quote from Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001.
Voice of Indonesia.
Have you heard of an island? An island everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was paused in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken yourself. To witness the spirit rising and experience the culture like no other. It's time. For Bali.
You're good for nothing, lazy.
Morning, beautiful.
Oh, didn't you forget something? And don't forget the trash.
Be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can stop the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall of fame,
you can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know, never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You can be the best. You can be the king. Come hanging on your chest. You can be the hero.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I don't need to stay when you want. walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care.
From Indonesia. PT Kereta Api Cepat Indonesia is preparing 173,000 Whoosh high-speed train seats to anticipate the long weekend in Indonesia from January 24 to the 29, 2025, providing flexibility for passengers to plan their trip safely and comfortably.
Discover. discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of hot couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Sampai sempurna. Berlari tak hilang berselang. Hari berlalu, jejak langkah mendapat harapan baru. Bertahan menanjak, tanggal menuju hingga langit ketujuh.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's lives. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of Polo Palo. Now Polo Palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
The There was Farah, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument, Polo Palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Farah, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Palo contest besides at school.
Pernah masih saya masih SMP.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, Polo Palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends to gather on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there, bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galuanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Maksudnya bukan saya bukan tidak nada, tetapi tidak beraturan.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays Polo Palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Ya, musik Polo Palo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, Polo Palo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make Polo Palo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi bagi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang, no tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Palo musical instrument is a pleasant progress, as Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galuanta to develop Polo Palo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Palo produce different sound.
Polo Palo ini ada dua macam.
There are two kinds of polo palo. Ah, this is polo palo. But this one is tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it. I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of polo palo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said,
"Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus."
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one, it's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve polo palo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Palo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Palo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for polo palo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Palo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Voice of Indonesia.
My friends, for example, I ask them where you guys want to having a holiday domestic. I think people still say Bali for now. Bali, Bandung, Jogja. And I think some of them also never knew that in other provinces in Indonesia, they have many beautiful places. I think maybe they don't recognize, or I think they don't know about the place before.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it needs more attention.
It's more spotlight.
More spotlight, yeah.
Aku harus merangkai kata-kata untuk sampaikan apa yang ku rasa. Selama ini terhalang, tidak yang tak kasat mata, hati yang telah terbiasa. Badai, ada sesuatu di antara kita. Semakin sulit untuk diabaikan. Jarak cemburu tak ada, ku akan melewatinya. Tunggulah aku di sana. Maaf kita aku perlahan terpaling. hal yang aku tak tahu pasti. Lupa rasa saat dulu jatuh hati. Di lagu ini ku bawa kembali. Genggam tanganku dan kita menari seiringan dengan lagu seperti dulu. Sampai kapanpun aku yang akan selalu menantikanmu. Jangan ragu, dengar kata hati kita merindu. Wujud cinta yang dikuatkan waktu. Maaf bila aku perlahan terbalik. Mencari hal yang aku tak tahu pasti. Rasa saat dulu jatuh hati. Di lagu ini ku bawa kembali. Genggam tanganku lagi. Kita menari seiringan dengan lagu seperti dulu. Peluk tubuhku lagi. Sampai kapanpun aku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu.
On this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jaya Kusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan
Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated India was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's independence, so the friendship between the two countries continues to be well established. President Prabowo made the statement after a welcoming ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Palace, New Delhi, India on Saturday. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono, who stated Indonesia's participation in the BRICS economic bloc, in addition to garnering economic benefits, is also an effort to bridge the differences in interests of developed and developing countries in various multilateral forums. According to a written statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday, Sugiono said Indonesia always advances a constructive approach in Indonesia collaboration at a global level, including in BRICS. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital, available on Google Store and App Store.